is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, the 11th of November, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, my name is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your guest host today. I say guest host, that doesn't make sense. I shall be your host today as we talk about the Constitution. Actually, I have a particular article in the Constitution I wish to discuss today, something that has been trending and has caused a number of controversy or misinterpretation by a number of people. We are going to be talking about Article 7-1 about citizenship in the Bahamas and who are entitled to get citizenship. And in order to help facilitate this conversation, we have Professor Sidney MacArthur Walter Thompson, who's going to join me. He's going to be calling in any minute now, and he's going to join me in order to give his interpretation about this particular article. Of course, he and I completely disagree about his interpretation, and I shall be challenging him on this particular area, right? This particular article concentrates about citizenship, right? And it says that a person born after 1973, which is independence, should have the right or shall have the right to apply for Bahamian citizenship if they were born in the country. And they have a right to apply, and it shall be granted to them unless they have some kind of extenuating circumstances that they should not be warranted for it. And this is where we are going to have our discussion. We're going to have our discussion based on that, and I'm going to be reading from the Constitution, and I'm going to be listening to Professor Thompson and his interpretation. Professor Thompson is suggesting, putting forward, that it's that part, what is happening in the Bahamas, that is the granting of citizenship to persons who have emigrated to the Bahamas illegally, and the offsprings of those persons who were born in the Bahamas or persons who has immigrated to the Bahamas illegally, they should not be granted citizenship at all. That is actually illegal, and that the Constitution does not condone illegality. Then the subject of whether, and in this particular conversation or example, whether persons born of Haitian descent whose constitution, and I personally, I don't want to discuss the Haitian constitution, and people continue to bring that up, but I may entertain it and then shut it down, that because their constitution said that wherever they once they born of Haitian parents, wherever the child is born, they automatically become Haitian citizens automatically, and that they cannot denounce their citizenship. And I hear that nonsense. I hear that nonsense. And I shall entertain those persons who wants to spew that today, just so we have a good dialogue, a good conversation, so we can hash it out, so we can put that to bed. So we can put that to bed altogether. So they people will not bring it up anymore, because we have some nonsensical commentary nowadays. These pseudo-intellectuals, these pseudo-constitutional constitution experts, who tend to call radio talk show and spew all matter of nonsense and talk with such surety that they sure, they ain't going to law school, you know. They ain't going take up that law class at UB to say that one political science or some sort. They ain't do none of that. But they sure know how to interpret the Constitution. So that's what we're going to be having a consultation on, those two particular angles. And we're going to be analyzing it. And if you're listening, I encourage you to call in. And give your opinion, especially those of who are Bahamian citizens or of Haitian descent or Jamaican descent or whatever it is, to call in and express your views on it. Because this can be an interesting conversation. But anyway, without further ado, I see Professor Thompson is finally on. And I'm going to start the conversation right in. and ask him to explain his position, because I just don't see it. I don't make sense to me. But I am willing to at least entertain. He ain't convinced me, of course, but I'm at least entertain the conversation. Professor Thompson, are you there? Patch him through so I can hear him. Can you hear me, Professor Thompson?
Hello?
I can hear you, but it looks like we have a bad connection. It's kind of spotty. Let me see if I can get it cleared up first of all. Bruce, can we do anything with that? Should I have him call back? No? Have a call back? Professor Thompson, hang up and call back. We have a bad connection. Are you able to hear me? Hang up. Okay, I may have to drop the call and then have him call back. And if you can hear me, Professor Thompson, can you kindly call back so we can actually hear you? It was a bad connection. It sounded like a storm is outside brewing. And I guess that's all a part of the conversation, right? So we're talking, like I said, about Article 7.1 in the Constitution and about citizenship. And I invite you to call to express your views and so we can put to bed this issue about who can get Bahamian citizenship or not, right? And mind you, the Bahamas have tons of lawyers, especially our quota is higher than most countries. You know, the ratio here of lawyers is very high. Everybody going to law school and to be a lawyer. So the issue about this being unconstitutional or something breaking the law, it's kind of odd, particularly that no lawyer in the Bahamas, especially the constitutional lawyers, have ever brought it to the fore to say, hey, we may have to address this. We may have to analyze what exactly is being said here, right? It usually be those small political parties who are trying to drum up support, who thrives off controversy. So the idea of having these topic comes up and these xenophobic commentary, it's tend to be political in order to get support from the baseline of the Bahamian society, right? But I want us after the discussion. I'm waiting on Professor Thompson to call back so we can start it. But in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll take my break early so I can have him call and connect. So the numbers today to call is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And I'll just get that sorted with Professor Thompson with his phone call. We'll be right back. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nery.
Face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Crestrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The secret is out. Thursdays have gone TCL at Alive. Thursday, November 17th and November 24th, you can save big on select TCL devices. Shop early for the holidays and get the best deals on devices starting as low as $19. Alive has blockbuster specials, TCL savings, and more. So stop, drop, and run to your nearest Alive location closest to you. We are Alive. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 97.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I know we had some technical difficulties and I'm trying to connect my guest, right? Hopefully this is him now. So, Professor Thompson, can you hear me?
Yes, okay, good. Good morning to you and your audience.
Thank you very much and good morning to you. I actually had to start the conversation without you and I realized that the main line that everyone was supposed to call from was not working and it wasn't going through. So apologies.
I mean,
so
just a really mean and it's good to be on again.
Yes, and the conversation today is about Article 7.1. And interpreting that. And my concern is, the article says, and I had it up earlier, the article says that basically if you're born after 1973, you have a right to apply. Okay, let me see, I have it coming up now. Persons become citizens on the 10th of July, 1973. Persons who become citizens on the 9th of July, 1974. I guess this is the chapters. Persons entitled to registered as citizens. Persons born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July, 1973. Persons born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July, 1973 of non-citizen parents. Persons born outside of the Bahamas after the 9th of July, 1973. And it goes in detail about that, even in regards to marriage to citizens of the Bahamas. And I wanted to, we had a conversation before, last week, where you mentioned that the Constitution does not support illegality. And I said...
That's right there. Can the Constitution, ask yourself this question now. Can the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas support anything that's illegal? Yes or no?
And I remember last week I said that we cannot answer that in a vacuum.
Your constitution is your supreme law. Let's not play games with this.
And like I said, that is a supreme law, right? The Constitution doesn't support laws. The laws have to support the Constitution. Right?
The laws ought to support the Constitution. I agree with you.
So illegality doesn't come into the Constitution because it is the supreme law already.
You have laws that regulate immigration. You know that.
Yes.
When you look at the first six articles in this Constitution that speak to citizenship, what does the Constitution specifically spell out? All of a sudden, when you come to Article 7.1, it's confusing. Anybody can do an act as they please. That doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution is very specific in each one of those articles, leading right up to Article 6, right up to Article 7. All of a sudden now, there's all this confusion with Article 7. Then it says in Article 6, leading up to that, it says about either parent who is a citizen of the bomb. Why? Prior to that, it talks about people being married, talks about people who are on work permit. They in the country legally? See, but in you can't have the Constitution telling you and showing you that these persons who are getting citizenship or applying for citizenship are illegally. From Article 1 straight to Article 6.
See, and this is where we differ. Right?
No, could differ. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm sticking rigidly with the Constitution.
And this is where I say that you are misinterpreting the Constitution then.
Where there's a misinterpretation.
Because the Constitution states that you persons give the outline on who can apply. right? It doesn't speak about illegality or anything. It just says who is entitled to apply and what are the parameters of applying.
So are you saying to me, you have a bunch of people show up on your shores today, tomorrow.
And that has that the Constitution doesn't mention anyone showing up on shores.
No.
You are adding to the Constitution.
But Nuri, let's talk sense now.
Yes, let's talk sense.
You've got to be sensible with the conversation, okay?
Yes, let's talk sense.
We have had from the first six articles specifically speaking about citizenship and the status of those people in the country.
Yes.
Did you see any of them were illegal in the country where they say they could come in and just do an act as they please?
Does it mention about illegality and who cannot apply?
What I'm saying to you, it specifically says under what conditions
and
these persons
It does not disqualify anybody. That's what I'm saying. It does not disqualify anybody.
And I
want you to point out where the Constitution disqualifies persons who cannot apply.
The Constitution specifically says what the conditions are for persons to apply.
So let's go from Article 1, Article 6. Let's go over that.
Article 7. That's all it says. That's why I asked you the question, can your supreme law support anything that's illegal? If the supreme law could support illegality, then you might as well throw it in the garbage. It means nothing. It has no value, Mr. Newry.
So I'm reading up, reading
but
some
it doesn't
things.
Make any sense.
So this is the Constitution here, and this is not the part where you mentioned it, but I want to put it in the records anyway.
No, read Article 7.1. You say that's the one you want to talk about.
7.1. I'm looking for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So go ahead while I look through
this.
Yeah,
the thing is, you will find that in all of the articles, persons who are applying for citizenship have a status in your country, a legal status, not an illegal status. That's clearly spelled out in the Constitution. So if we're going to say when we come to Article 7, well, anybody who shows up on the shores and claims they're born in the Bahamas and they bring a bunch of children with them, say they were born here, and then they turn 18, all of them could be citizens. But what's the point? What's the point of having the Constitution? If that be the case, you don't even need 7.1.
And see, this is my concern, right?
Yeah.
Where in the Constitution does it say that persons who are illegal immigrants are criminals? In order to be dubbed a criminal, you want to have to go through the court of law. And if they go through the court of law, if there's no court of law that you're going through and found guilty, surely you should be able to apply for citizenship. My point is that you are putting the cart before the horse, and you're adding to the Constitution. It's not there.
Newry, I'm looking at the Constitution from 1 to 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which lead up to 7. And in every instance in those articles, you will see the condition of the person. Are they in your country legally or illegally?
And as you know, to determine if someone's in your country illegally or legally, one has to go through the court. And the court determines if the persons are in the country illegally or legally, and then the court determines what happens to them. You cannot, as a layperson, conclude that person is there illegal because I saw them come on the boat. That is not your job. The job of the court is to determine that. So I'm saying, because it's a job of the court and no court has determined such, you cannot apply that to the Constitution.
So you're telling me the first six articles in your Constitution, which speak specifically to the status of the individual who are applying for citizenship? Is that what you're telling me? The court has to decide that? It's already decided?
What I'm telling you is that you said that the persons are illegal and that the...
I asked you a question. Can your supreme law support anything that's illegal?
And I answered that question.
That is the question I asked you.
I answered that it's the supreme law. It's not subject to illegal or not. The idea that it dictates every law. And you're trying to have the Constitution be dictated by a law to say it's being illegal or not. So you're doing it in reverse.
No. We have laws that say...
And the Constitution trumps all of those laws.
This is why you have subsidiary laws, Mr. Newry. The subsidiary laws support the Constitution.
The Constitution spell out everything in detail, you know. That's why you have immigration laws. Right now, you got the man talking about the problems they're having now with people coming into the country illegally. And the cost is costing us, the Bahamian people. You want to keep up with... Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. You want to keep up with this nonsense we've had for 50 years plus?
That's a different issue. We just applying the law. You're talking about social issues. And they found 7-1. It says, 7-1 says, a person born in the Bahamas after 9th of July, 1973... neither of whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, Grand Big. You know when you join these of these phones.
Neither whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas.
Okay. Neither of they whose parents is a citizen they're of the Bahamas citizens. Shall be entitled. Let me read that again. Hold on. I get excited when I read these things. A person
don't get
born.
Too excited now,
don't get too excited.
You know what you're reading.
In a person born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July 1973. Neither of whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas, shall be entitled upon making application on his attaining of the age of 18 years or within 12 months thereafter in such manner as may be prescribed to be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Okay. Provided that if he is a citizen of some other country and that the Bahamas... he shall not be entitled to be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas under the article unless he renounces his citizenship of that other country, takes the oath of allegiance, and makes and registers such declaration of his intentions concerning residence as may be prescribed. So that's Article 7.
Entitled a bit twice, right?
Yeah, see that they're entitled. I noticed that they're entitled a couple of times.
No, only twice. Okay. Only twice.
Go ahead. I just noticed that entitled means entitled.
No, but you got to understand what entitlement means. With conditions. You notice the Constitution says with conditions, right?
Yes.
Entitle if. Entitle if not.
Yes, I'm saying
or
that
not
if,
entitled,
if and if not, you haven't brought any argument that that is warranted, that makes sense, that can be applied, right?
The Constitution speaks to it itself, Newry. I don't have to bring any argument for that.
And I read the Constitution to you. And let me read it again.
Exactly.
It said, a person born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July, neither of those parents is a citizen of the Bahamas, shall be entitled, see, that's one, upon making application on his attaining of age of 18 years or within 12 months thereafter in such manner as may be prescribed to be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
So that's a full stop. It shall be entitled and be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas. So what's the problem?
It says within a specified period of time.
Oh, so now we're talking about the time. That's what you have. I thought you were talking about the legality
of it. You got to look at the whole thing now. You got to look at the whole thing. Within 12 months thereafter.
That's
what your Constitution says.
Yes.
You know how many people claim they were born in the Bahamas and applying way after the time and getting citizenship.
So now
that's illegal.
So you changing your argument.
No. I'm not changing any argument. No, you got to deal with what the law says. You're reading 7-1, man.
So you are concerned about the length of time or the extra length of time these people
the
have.
The Constitution puts the length of time, not me. Don't misunderstand this now.
So you're...
the Constitution says attaining the age of 18...
or 12 months
thereafter.
Within
12 months thereafter. You got people around here, 22 and 25 and 27 and 30, talking about they want to be citizens. They born in the Bahamas. Any crap like that?
And I'm not sure what happens to those persons who apply after the age of 18.
The Constitution
are they entitled or just being considered?
Let's talk sense now.
Okay? Listen, go ahead.
The Constitution is very specific. It says within 12 months thereafter, the door closes.
But they have a right to apply, and it shall be granted under
them. Within that period of time.
I'm just making sure that you agree have a right
I
to apply.
I'm going by what the Constitution says. The Constitution says within 12 months thereafter.
Let me read this text.
Then it closes.
Say, this text says...
You don't have any more time after that.
This text says we don't even have to argue this. The Constitution says the right to apply can be voided in interest of national security. The government should literally say, like Trump did, sorry, folks, we are full. There is no more room. as of tomorrow, no more right to apply. The government could also take a softer approach, again, in the interest of national security, and say no illegal immigrant will be allowed the right to apply. And I disagree with that because the Constitution trumps the government's idle decision. Once you challenge it based on the Constitution, right, the judges will see the merit and say, no, this is what the Constitution said. The government cannot randomly change rules and change laws and broke the Constitution. The Constitution is clear.
I agree with that point. The government cannot arbitrarily change the rules of the Constitution. Neither can the court. So let's get that point, too. Neither can the court, because a judge sitting on a bench in a court could make an unconstitutional ruling. You know that.
Yes.
His own opinion, his own, you know, what's in his head. He mightn't be thinking straight at the time. But he makes a judgment, he makes a ruling. This is his legal opinion that happened before just recently in the court, and the appeals court had to throw it down and knock it out.
And I see this is another text which basically says something similar to what you're saying.
Yes.
Can the Constitution support or give credence to illegality?
It can.
And I'm saying that the Constitution is not subject to laws. It's the supreme law. The laws are subject to the Constitution.
That's why, you see, now, you even understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that it doesn't, that the argument does not make sense. It's rather,
I am saying to you, it's a valid question. Can the Constitution of the Commonwealth support illegality? It cannot.
No, see, the Constitution doesn't support anything. It's laws that supports the Constitution. See, that's my argument.
But we have the laws.
And I'm trying to say that the laws come secondary. The Constitution comes first.
And
all laws that is made have to support the Constitution.
But let's put it this way. They ought to. They ought to be subject to the Constitution. But some of those crappy things that have been passed are not subject to the Constitution. I could tell you that right off the top. Because we have had laws that have been made, and then they had to go right back and change it all over again. I don't know what kind of draft people they got around here. But the point is, obviously, some people don't understand what the supreme law says. The Constitution is law. You cannot ignore that.
I agree.
All I'm simply saying is all laws relating to these matters are subject to, or, let me put it this way, ought to be subject to the supreme law.
And this is where the interpretation skews. Because you just agreed with me that laws need to be subject to the Constitution. However, when you first put your argument, or when the caller, or the texter says that the Constitution needs to be subject to the laws, and I said that doesn't make sense. Laws are subject to the Constitution. So when you bring up the word illegality, and can the Constitution support illegality, it's an impossible definition, because it's vice versa. The law has got to be subject to the Constitution, not the Constitution subject to the laws.
The Constitution's amendments cannot support anything that's illegal.
It doesn't support anything. Laws support the Constitution.
Well, if you have a law that's not supporting the Constitution, you know what happens to that.
That law becomes void. So that's my point.
Never was.
If there is a laws on the books where you claim that the persons are illegal and whatever it is, but it contravenes the Constitution, that law is void.
Statute law ought to say, and it does say, people coming into the country illegally.
Yeah. But I have another text here. Let me read it to you.
Legal and illegal. The legality of this thing, because when you look at the first six articles, you're dealing with the legality of these people, man.
And
all of a sudden, then you come to seven, all of a sudden you get confused.
So let's talk about the legality of these people.
Yeah.
And what makes a person illegal, or what they did illegal. We have persons who enter the Bahamas illegally, put that in quotes.
Yes.
Right? And to determine whether that happens for true, that person needs to go to a court of law, and the court of law determine, yes, they have entered the country illegally. But until that has been done, the person is not illegal or legal.
Nuri, they got more than 50 years experience, okay?
Yeah, listen.
The crap that's been going on in this country. Let's not play games with this man. That's why we're in the predicament we're in today. Because we keep playing games with something that is right in our face.
Mm-hmm.
We have people coming all the time. I got some Haitian people coming to me talking about they've been here. They overstayed their time. Right? I don't know what immigration is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they want to get services, and I can't help them because I say you're in the country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is that we got to take this matter in hand, because you got the fellow who tell us 150,000 of them in the country.
Yes.
I
acknowledge there's a problem. I'm not disputing that there's a problem, no. I'm just saying
why do we have the problem? Do not see in the first six articles, here is a nation that was never part of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, or let me say the Commonwealth of the United Kingdom. Huh? Never was. But all of a sudden, we got a problem with them. We never had this kind of problem with any colony that was a part of the UK.
And Professor, I'm not sure why you mentioned the Commonwealth of Nations, UK. Right? Because that doesn't constitute in our constitution, though. Why you bring that up and that in our constitution?
Wait a minute now.
You're saying that Commonwealth is in our constitution?
That's right there, Nuri.
Which article mentions the Commonwealth?
All of the articles in the constitution from 1 to 6 speak about the UK and colony. Okay?
And as you know, the Commonwealth is made up of countries, former countries of the United Kingdom, and also countries who have joined.
The United Kingdom, listen carefully, Nuri, to what I'm saying.
I listen. I'm trying to understand this, you know.
But I'm speaking from the Constitution. If you say you understand the Constitution, fine. But if you don't understand it, I can explain it to you.
Go ahead,
it talks about the United Kingdom and colonies, not independent territories. Let's get that straight now. Some were colonies and they became independent. They're not included in that. That's a different kettle of fish altogether. It says UK and colonies, period. This particular country was never a part of the UK and colonies. And we got all kinds of problems with these personalities speaking a different language with a different culture and everything. And they're giving us all kinds of problems. Why? There is nothing in the Constitution to support it. But it's a major problem in this country. How did that happen, Yuri?
I'm not sure, but let me read this text.
Maybe you're not sure, and I can appreciate that if you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to look at the way the Constitution spells out specifically...
And we did, and we find that what you're saying that is not necessarily true.
No. That's your opinion. I ain't got no problem with your opinion. That's you think that way, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, people have a right to their opinion, even though their opinions may not line up with the Constitution.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Constitution allows the people to express their view and their opinion. Opinion is not law.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution is law.
Yes.
And the Supreme Law says they have a right to their opinion. So I even ain't getting into that part of it. All I am saying is the Constitution spells out the qualifications for citizenship. That's what it does. And you will find in the first six articles, right,
mm-hmm.
these individuals would have to be either affiliated with the United Kingdom and colony.
That Constitution does not say that, man. It has to be affiliated with the United States. With the United
they
Kingdom.
Are,
we give citizenship for people all around the world all the time.
No, I'm not. You're missing the point, you know.
I try not to.
But I'm not talking about them from around. I'm not even into that.
Okay.
We haven't even reached that far yet. All I'm saying to you, the first six articles, even we come to Article 7 all of a sudden, they know where we are. But I'm saying to you, the Constitution spells out specifically the qualities or qualifications one must have in order to be a citizen.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, in Article 7, it talks about persons born in the Bahamas, Commonwealth of Bahamas, after July the 10th, 1973. Neither of whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas.
Yes. They have a right to apply, and it shall be granted. They be registered.
No, they have a... No.
Want me to read it again?
Right now.
You want me to read it again?
You read it. I understand.
I read about three times to you, and we come right full circle.
But, Yuri, I knew this before you even read it.
I know, but I try to find where we differ. But let me read this. I want you to comment.
I want you... I'm with you having a different opinion. I have no problem with that.
I want you to comment to this.
So read it again, then, if you want to.
I know. I want you to say something different. I want you to comment to this. Regarding the children of illegals, right? I am sure no law should encourage illegality, except what you were saying before. Seems like by granting children of illegal citizenship is doing just that. is a reward for your parents breaking our laws. So be real. That's exactly what's happening. That's why a white paper on how to address these issues have been presented to Parliament. It's wrong, and that COI group they're talking about. It's wrong, and citizenship should not be on the board, but rather residency. If anything, that perception of encouraging a reward at the end of your breaking our laws is ludicrous, and it's very, very wrong. That's what the text is saying, and you go ahead and comment on it.
Wait a minute, let me see if I understand. You said this. What was presented to Parliament?
They claim some kind of white paper. The COI group.
The COI, yeah. Coalition of Independents.
Yeah, they presented some white paper trying to change the Constitution.
Right.
I don't pay them no mind, though. They ain't getting no one to read that.
But you know what could happen if this... Well, you see what has happened over the last 50-plus years.
Yeah.
In the country.
Yeah.
You're rewarding illegality. That's what you're doing.
And I need you to explain that now.
Yeah, because you got people just showing up on your shores.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We have laws for that, though.
Of course we have laws.
But
that have laws being enforced.
That's something different. We're talking about the Constitution.
No, but see, Yuri.
I'm just trying to find what does the Constitution...
Before you get to the babies, something happens before that, you know. For them to be born, something has to happen before that.
Mm.
So how are you going to separate that now? How are you going to jump to the baby and then the parents right there? I mean, what kind of nonsense is this, man?
Mm-hmm. And I have a
question. How are you going to separate the children from the parents?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
And Claire,
how do you do that?
The Constitution allows a person to be an individual. So that's how you separate them from the parents.
No, I'm not talking about them being an individual.
I don't know. You just say separate people from parents, and I give you an example.
But
and
these,
then...
the parents are responsible for their children.
Mm.
Aren't they? Do they take the nationality of the parents? Do they or don't they?
Yes, but they have to apply for that.
No. You have to apply to be a citizen of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a citizen of another nation, it says right there in the document, you got to renounce that.
And let's even do that. Let's go down this road that you're going down, right?
Okay.
You're saying that the child has the same... nationality of the mother, I guess, or the parent in general, by virtue of birth. And let's say that is true. What does that have to do
what
with
you
our
mean,
concept?
What do you mean to say that is true?
No, I accept it as a fact. I accept it as a fact.
Oh, okay.
And I moved on. Let's say that's true.
Let's move on.
I'm moving on now. What does that have to do with our Constitution? Our Constitution says if you're a child born by foreign parents, at the age of 18, this will be read, you have a right to apply.
Within 12 months.
Within 12 months.
Yeah.
And it shall be granted unto you unless whatever it is.
But you have to meet other conditions as well to go along with that.
Yeah. And those other conditions means you haven't done anything criminal or be a national security threat, which is few and far between. Why bring it up if not a big issue?
I sometimes wonder whether 7-2 is being applied in the case with citizens in this country, or potential citizens in the country. Because we got a huge problem with these people, which is unusual.
It sounds like you want to enforce policy, not necessarily the Constitution. You want to create a new policy of the government.
But 7-2 is a part of the Constitution.
Let's go back to 7-2. Listen, go ahead.
7-2 is a part of the Constitution. That's supreme law. That ain't no policy. The governor of the Bahamas ought to follow the supreme law. Or whoever they have there, say they're giving out citizens to people just writing things on a piece of paper they use as citizens.
So 7-2 says, any application for registration under this article shall be subject to such exceptions or qualifications as may be prescribed in the interest of national security or public policy.
Now, stop right there. What does that mean?
Well, national security is a national security threat. Now, public policy... Now, that is something could be interpreted, and I am willing to entertain your opinions on public policy. What exactly is public policy?
I'll make it simple. What is in the best interest of the Bahamian people? Yeah, politicians use that all the time, but sometimes they get all mixed up. Because, you see, they don't even check with the people to determine what is in the best interest of the Bahamian people. That's the problem with the government of the Bahamas, you know. They sitting up in their ivory towers and are going to tell me and 250,000 others of us, what is in our best interest? But we know it is in our best interest.
And best interests have to be interpreted, right? We would have to explain. You can't just make a random or arbitrary policy without having an explanation on why you'd have determined such.
You have the government of the Bahamas making policy without any kind of consultation with Bahamian people. They're doing that all the time.
They had consultation. That's why we have election.
Consultation with who?
That's why we had election. The whole constituency, they spoke. They put a plan. They put a, what the F name is called, their plan.
Yeah.
The manifesto out. And then that's your consultation right there. But see, this next test say, Mr. Nuri, if right now I come in your yard and stake out for a few days, do I have a right to be part of your household? And I'm not sure what I have to do with the Constitution, but I read it all the same. Why are you punishing the innocent children that was born in the Bahamas? And that's one of my concerns about it. Are they innocent or are they guilty because by association with their parents?
But you can't separate the children from the parents. You
can't separate the children from the parents.
How you can do that? And they're minors. How you can do that, Mary?
And the next text says, you missed what I said. The Constitution says the right to apply can be voided in the interest of national security. And I'm saying that I need the person to identify what is the national security issue in order for it to become a policy, right? And that needs to be defined because now that impacts every other immigrant that coming to the Bahamas. Because surely the Constitution cannot discriminate. But go ahead.
No, the Constitution never discriminates. It is always right.
Always right.
Always right. 100% right. It says in the interest of national security, one, public policy, two. All right? Now, I'm not saying that there could be various reasons as to why a person could be denied citizenship.
And we deny citizenship all the time.
Say what again?
But in the Bahamas, we deny citizenship all the time.
They do.
But people who apply.
To what extent?
We have a case.
Have going, a listing of all
we
that?
Have a case to the Privy Council now. What by name? And
Jane Rooney case?
Jane Rooney, where we denied him. Said, no, you can never be citizen of the Bahamas. We deny him. And then the picture, the Darcy Ryan case, where we deny you can never be citizen of the Bahamas. We deny people all the time.
So the government has a right to deny it.
And we have denied. We just don't deny everybody.
I know about the Darcy Ryan case, but this Jane Rooney case, that's still on it.
That's still on.
Oh, okay.
And then the people in the UK will determine whether the government is right or not.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that's true. They say that's the final court of appeal. I could live with that.
Another text. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the final court of appeal.
Yes.
But I know it was overturned by the court of appeal here.
And that's why they go to the Privy Council. And now we wait for the Privy Council to determine what is right.
Yeah, okay.
And whether he can be a citizen or could do something else.
Yes, they have a right to go to the Privy Council. I ain't gonna knock that.
Yeah. I have a text.
Government of the Bahamas has the responsibility to protect the interests of the Bahamian people.
Yes.
And a lot of times they don't do that. They make some funny rules.
I understand that.
Some things that are not in our best interest. See, this is why we have to tell the government of the Bahamas. A lot of us keep our mouths shut when they're doing foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
We've had all kind of confusion with the current administration, with the ministers contradicting one another.
Mm-hmm.
I could bring up all the information about them, you know.
I agree. But let me read this text, too, so you can
interpret. Okay, go
ahead. Yeah. It's not only wrong to keep granting citizenship. It is dangerous because now criminals and people with bad intentions can now, in some cases, influence a change in parliament. That's a fair monger in my reading. That's correct. We must guard against that. Based on the history of Haiti, I'm not classing all Haitian and illegal descendants like that, which you just did. But we need to choose the moral people to give our citizenship to. And that's what we do at the Ministry of Immigration, I'm sure.
What kind of people are we looking for to make citizens of the Bahamas?
And that's a policy thing. And
yeah,
perhaps,
okay, it's a policy
and
thing.
Perhaps the government may enunciate that.
What qualities are we looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Are we looking at the Constitution to determine what those qualities should be?
I'm not sure the Constitution puts
Wait a minute now. The Constitution spells out a lot of what we ought to be as a people. What do you mean? you forget it. But you can't forget. It's right at the beginning in the preamble of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
What we should be as a people. Are we looking for those qualities within potential citizens?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we looking for scum? Huh? Are we looking for people who could assist in the building of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, or people who are just down in the gutter? We want the guttery type people. We got enough of them in our country now.
I have a text here. I definitely have to read because it challenges another law. It says, "Great show as usual. Tell the texters, if you enter someone's yard without being invited, you have a right to be shot. And no, you don't have a right to shoot anybody. The guns are for hunting. You go and shoot somebody, and you ain't hunting. You see what happens to you. They'll tell you, I understand the person is on your land illegally. You call the police. You don't go shooting them down. See, we need, and we cite the Constitution for these strangeness, and that's not true.
Yeah, but see, Nuri, you say call the police, right? Ask what happens if the police don't show up. What are you supposed to do?
Not shoot them.
The son of a gun is still on your property.
Well, you wait till the police come. You just don't shoot them.
No. Listen to me, Campbell. They don't show up at all.
You could do a citizen arrest. You just can't do a citizen shootout.
Well, I hear that.
The gun ain't for that.
All right. You have a view on that. Fine. I'm asking you, don't you think the law should say, when the police doesn't show up, what am I supposed to do? You say, just call the police. The police never show up. What am I supposed to do? Have the son of a gun on my property? Doing foolishness?
That's why you have laws. You take them to court.
Yeah, but you say call the police. The police don't show up.
Well, there's different agencies you can to apply. Our next text here says, we know you're like slackness, but the Constitution is the Constitution, and you can't just change it because you want to abuse it. If a person comes here illegally, and they are already criminals, and that's why I disagree. And it's the parents who are punishing their children.
Will you disagree again, you?
If the person comes here illegal, they are already criminals.
Is that contrary to law?
Yes.
Okay. So is that criminal?
The interpretation here is wrong.
No.
Because the courts determine whether you are guilty or not.
But stop there, man.
The courts don't determine who's guilty or not?
If a person comes into the country illegally, is that contrary to law?
It is contrary to law, but however, the courts determine who is here illegal or not. And then the applying for citizenship applies after the courts determine such. You cannot determine such on your own. We have courts. We have democracy. We have law and order.
But some law is already in place.
And then you go to the court.
Yes, if there's a dispute, I agree.
And this is where we are. We had a dispute. And there are some behemoths who say they ain't going to the courts no more. They can interpret this by themselves and come to a conclusion by themselves. And that's anarchy. We can't support that.
Let's put it like this. You're going to find that Bahamians in general do have some challenges with the court system in this country. Because it doesn't seem to be of much value for the average Bahamian, living in Centerville, living in Vane and Grahamstown, living in Angleston. Where are the benefits of the court for people like that? What do you expect them to think? Do you expect people to be shoved around all the time and expect them to be happy? They have grievances. They have problems and can't get no resolution. What do you expect them to think of news? We have some things that are happening in this country where there have been no answer. I can tell you about a letter that was sent to the former Chief Justice by a citizen of this country about a particular personality. Do you know that Chief Justice never answered the letter?
That's unfortunate. But Professor Thompson, we're about to go. We have less than 1 minute. Let me read this one more time.
Oh, my time really flies.
But it does. And I wanted you to talk. I need a 2-hour show so I can have you on, man. Then 7-1 says, a person born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July, 1973, neither of whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas, shall be entitled upon making application on his attaining the age of 18 years or within 12 months thereafter in such manner as may be presented to be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas.
Right.
This has been Guardian Radio in AM with C.A. Nuri, and thank you very much, Professor Thompson.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day.